You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour, the holiday homeowner who lost her house after police blew up old dynamite inside it is speaking out for the first time. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, Terry Wojcik says she's sorry for how this has affected her neighbors and that she never intended for this to happen. The roughly 50 sticks of dynamite were her late husband's, handed down through his family, and she lost almost everything, including her home. She tells KSL TV, though, she's just glad things did not turn out worse.
They did a good job of containing things. So I've been so pleased with that. So, like I say, next week I'll have a nervous breakdown. And right now, we'll see.
The EPA has also removed hundreds of containers of unsafe chemicals from the home. Wojcik says her husband was a chemist and collected them over the years. Investigators on all ends of this have said clearly that there was no malicious intent on her part. Live in Salt Lake County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Holiday City Council met last night and discussed what did and did not work when their emergency crews detonated the old dynamite. Councilwoman Emily Gray says it was a tough decision.
Please know that the overwhelming response that I'm hearing from my people is one of incredible gratitude for the heroic efforts of your teams that protected us and our children and our friends from what could have been a horrific tragedy.
The city is now creating a record of all the damage to surrounding homes from the blast. Emergency responders are asking all of us to avoid Sugar House Park and Tanner Dog Park for now because of yesterday's large diesel fuel spill in Parley's Canyon that ended up in the water. Salt Lake Fire Captain Brant Handcuff says there's a risk for pets and their owners.
It's also an irritant on the skin and the fur of both, you know, humans and pets.
The health department is testing water samples from the creek, and it could take a week before those samples come back. KSL's top national stories this hour. A large-scale investigation by the Associated Press finds the practice of giving sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the nation over the last 15 years. The AP says the injections are given by medical personnel during police encounters. The sedatives are intended to reduce violence and save lives, but in multiple cases, the injections appear to have led to deaths. Media mogul Harvey Weinstein's attorneys are trying to get his conviction in California overturned after a New York court overturned his rape conviction there.
The appeals court says the judge who oversaw the trial committed egregious errors, unfairly allowing testimony based on prior allegations against Weinstein that were not part of the case. The court that overturned the conviction has ordered a new trial, the Manhattan DA saying, "We will do everything in our power to retry this case."
ABC's Rhiannon Alley says the women who testified in the Manhattan case are speaking out and they're angry. They may have to testify again. A woman was arrested in St. George, accused of trying to pull down another woman's skirt because she didn't like how short it was.
Police spokesperson Tiffany Mitchell says they were called to a restaurant lobby and told that a 48-year-old woman, Ida Lorenzo, allegedly pulled down the skirt of a woman she thought was a juvenile.
Telling her that she shouldn't have her butt hanging out.
The victim was a 19-year-old. Mitchell telling KSL 5 this sparked a heated public confrontation with Lorenzo pulling out a badge saying she worked for the state and would call CPS. Fifth District court records show Lorenzo of Santa Clara is facing one misdemeanor count. She was booked into jail but was released. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
In other news this morning, well, let's get a look at traffic first. First look traffic, and it takes us back over to you, Andy.
We've got a crash in Parley's Canyon. It's the reason for the slowdown Highway Patrol was doing. It's the same spot yesterday where we had the semi that crashed and then leaked. Right now, still over to the left as well, so you've got slowing coming down from towards the East Canyon exit. And then once you're past it, you'll be fine the rest of the way to the valley. The rain slowing you down on 21st South as well between 56th West and Redwood Road. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Could the Olympics, likely coming to Utah in 2034, mean that we could also see a high-speed rail line in the future? KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson went to find out.
Promises to have the Vegas to L.A. rail line done in time for the Olympics Projects has many hoping for something similar in time for 2034 here in Salt Lake City. But President and CEO of Salt Lake City, Utah Committee for the Games, Fraser Bullock, says the LA Rail isn't being built because of the Olympics. It was already underway. Here in Utah, we don't have anything like that in the works, mostly just improvement to our current transit system.
A recent grant proposal for funds to work on future rail service in Utah was turned down, but officials plan on applying again in the future. Thousands of fencers brought their hardware to Salt Lake City for the weekend to compete in the National Fencing Championship. One competitor told KSL News Radio, this isn't just for the young.
Yeah, these guys are all 80 years old. Not only that, but they don't give up nothing. They fight for tooth and nail the entire time.
Jonathan Jeffries faced seven guys around his age. He didn't win, but he got an award.
And like I say, because there were only eight of us and they give medals out to the eight, I got a medal.
That is fantastic. Part of the competition will determine the final members of Team USA at the Paris Olympics this summer. Utah's sports scene is growing thanks to the NHL. But what could a new team mean for wheelchair athletes in the state? KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, I had the opportunity to talk to five-time Paralympic gold medalist Chris Waddell. And while he's a skier, he sees hockey as a new way for athletes of all abilities to connect and get over barriers brought on by disability.
I'd love to see that connection. You know, love to see that connection on the sports side, you know, from the highest able-bodied level to the highest Paralympic level.
Waddell says this benefits all athletes across the state, and he wouldn't be surprised if a sled hockey team gets formed sometime in the future. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.